With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers, with rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Kerry O'Donnell, and I'll be your co-captain on this bumpy boat ride to Mykonos called Lohan Island, a sexy, unique spinoff.
Back
we,
when you least expected it.
Please welcome to the stage.
Kerry O'Donnell.
Hi. So we I'm so happy to be back.
I'm so happy.
I feel
too.
Very safe.
Yeah, me too.
In this apartment again.
I feel glowy.
I haven't been here in like
positive
3 or 4 months. 3 months.
3 months?
Yeah.
It's not been 3 months.
2 months.
It's been like 3 weeks.
It's been like a month. But it's been a long time for us.
I know.
I haven't seen you in a while.
Yeah.
We haven't like been on this couch and like taken in this like good energy. It smelled like sage when I walked in.
Mm-hmm.
So I was instantly like, okay.
Yeah.
I'm where I should be.
You're here to work.
We're done with, obviously, Lindsay's Beach Club has ended, sadly.
Yeah.
Thank God, mm-hmm. fortunately.
Thank God for all the cast involved.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God for Mike.
Thank God for our souls.
Yeah, thank God for our souls. The blue-haired DJ crawled back into mm-hmm. the sea.
The sea witch crawled away. Gabby went back to DC and like to the sports bar and like...
Gabby's like a marine biologist now. Mm-hmm. She's like in med school.
No, but didn't she get picked to move on with the Lohan brand?
Oh yeah, she
so
did.
So maybe she's not.
So she might be like... buried
yeah.
somewhere.
But we are here to talk about the Lohan brand because this is an emergency catch-up session that we're doing right now, because as many of you, the listeners for SUP, have graciously gifted us mm-hmm. on many DMs and tags on Facebook, something is amiss with Lindsay's Club and Mykonos.
And something is amiss with Lindsay, I would say.
Lindsay is not well.
Lindsay is fully unwell.
She is so unwell right now.
I appreciate you all doing wellness checks on her and mm-hmm. like constantly alerting us. And
yeah.
It's like even if the club ends, the Lohan brand never sleeps.
Yeah.
So
we're all part of the Lohan brand.
Was necessary.
But yeah, so we have just yesterday videos surfaced from someone named, hold the phone.
He had a good name. It was like Taryn or something like that.
Yeah. Oh, Justin Partridge. Mm. Just Partridge on Instagram.
JK was not Taryn.
Taryn. My sister's name is Taryn.
That's what I thought after I said it.
Taryn?
Taryn?
Hi, Taryn.
What if your sister went to Lohan Beach Club?
With Teddy, my nephew.
With your nephew. A baby. Months. I mean, that would be appropriate.
I mean, there were babies at that
There
place.
Were babies at the club. The
That's sea why witch, Mike got in trouble for
The
being
sea witch
nude.
Called to her in her sleep, and she just awoke one day and grabbed Teddy and just started walking towards the beach club.
She walked from Miami to Mykonos.
That's like a Stephen King book, and it like is. Your job would be to like intercept somehow before the DJ steals Teddy's soul.
No.
Sorry to get dark.
Sorry, Ted.
Sorry, Ted.
No, Ted.
She, you're so cute.
Ted would be too like.
Teddy would
viable
stop it
for her.
Yeah.
But Just Partridge and his male companion. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to assume anything. They were on some kind of Grecian excursion,
as one does,
and they posted incredible footage. Somehow in Mykonos, they were granted access to the beach club that was featured on the MTV show, and it is. Like full on fire festival.
Yeah.
Like abandoned.
It's abandoned.
And obviously there have been, I think last year, didn't we see, or early this year, that things
Someone
were not
posted
good.
A series of photos that was just like abandoned. Like it was abandoned. And like that wall of like dead succulents was still there.
Yeah.
But I think in this one, the wall of dead succulents was gone.
It was all, no, it looked like they left in a hurry. It was like when in Roanoke. It was like full on Roanoke when they came for the colonists to like check on them, and they were all gone, and etched into the tree was Croatoan.
Mm-hmm.
Something, and they left in a hurry, it looked like.
Yeah, they got
the
fuck out.
Things have been dismantled, cleared away. The people who came from England were like, what the fuck, where'd they go? And they never found them. That's literally what happened in Mykonos.
Mm-hmm.
So they arrived on like mopeds, pulled up, and were just filming this derelict...
Side of the highway. Shack.
It's totally abandoned. They went inside. There's literal cats.
Who were the guys inside? Was it a lot of them, or were there guys working there?
I don't know. Maybe
there looked like other people
vagrants?
Maybe like working there.
I think it was just like...
It's a thriving homeless community. It's like a lawless city. It's like the new slab city.
It is. It's total slab. I think it was just people that like... It seemed like it was just people hanging there.
That's tight.
Like, maybe it's now, like, one of those, like, weird, like...
It's like a
abandoned...
place for runaways.
Yeah.
Runaway like, teens.
Or, like, kind of a weird, like, people go there to, like, take cool Instagram photos in, like, abandoned places.
Yeah.
It's, like, one of those places.
Yeah.
But it looked like there was no law.
No, it was a lawless...
It's a lawless...
zone off the highway.
Yeah. And there's literal... There's a video of a cat coming up to him, and the guy wrote, even the cats look unwell.
Yeah, the cat was kind of scrawny. It was like...
It was like total pet cemetery.
It was a like feral cat land. Mm-hmm.
Which we've used to like joke about, but like they're actually there.
Yeah, they're there.
I don't think there's any stray dogs, but I'm assuming that they're probably... They probably go there too.
Yeah.
But yeah, it looked like it just was gone. Like something happened and they just left in a hurry.
The show wrapped up.
The show wrapped. So like,
and then he was like, I'm out of here.
I'm in Dubai. I have to go. I have to get out of here. The winds are coming. What winds, Lindsay? No, they're coming. You can feel them. I hear them on my chimes. What chimes?
The chimes outside of my window.
The chimes outside of my window in my villa. They're coming. The winds are coming. We have to go. And then they just left.
Yeah.
So they packed up and they got the fuck out of there in a hurry. So we're trying to speculate like what happened.
Yeah. What happened next? Lindsay wrote on her Instagram that she's opening two new clubs, one in Athens.
And one in Rhodes.
Is Rhodes an island?
Yeah.
So maybe that's the new Lohan Beach Club. Maybe like, Lohan Beach Club is a roving experiment.
Yeah, it's like a traveling carnival,
you
which
were
is
saying,
totally like...
That's so on.
So on point.
Yeah. But you were saying that they had to dig up Malaysian Flight 370 and then move it. So
yeah.
Maybe Lohan Beach Club pops up like wherever they rebury Malaysian Flight
that's
370.
That's true. It seemed like something super nefarious happened there.
Yeah.
Like it looked post...
Like, do you even lease that area? She said she
well, it's a
owned
public
the beach.
Beach.
Remember, she said that she bought the beach.
No, but that's not true, because then when Mike got in trouble for being nude, they were like, this is a public beach. They're
what is
literally
the truth?
That is not... Lindsay totally made that up. She did not own the beach.
I love her making up, like, her healing to a trauma.
It's like
what you're not supposed to do. She's like, I was physically abused on this beach, so I bought it, and now I own it. It's
so
like,
I thought, what better thing to do than to buy the beach instead of leaving it?
And tells her story to everyone, but then it's like, that wasn't true ever.
No, but like... It's like, you know, in like Griffith Park, there's like those gazebo, like those like pavilion, mm-hmm. like public spaces. It's basically like putting streamers around that and like being like, we're at a nightclub.
Yeah.
But it's literally like a public park. It's like Griffith Park is like basically, it's like, oh, this is just our nightclub.
Yeah.
And I own it. Mm-hmm. It's like Lindsay just walked over and was like, all of this.
All of this I want.
From here to parking lot.
But now when you see the bare bones of the beach club, you realize how shitty it was in the first place.
Oh, they used...
Like, it's just like plaster.
Yeah. It was like some fucking like industrial light and sound shit.
Yeah.
Like, they made it look thriving. But in these videos, you just see it for what it is, which is just... like a tin hut with like Lohan.
I love that like the LL is still kind of on the wall.
But the like the FEMA like thatch huts are still there and they looked really creepy. There's a shot, there's a video where you just see them like rustling in the wind on the beach. And
they always creep me out. That didn't feel very VIP to me ever to sit in a thatched hut.
It felt very like gem pop.
Yeah.
Which is like,
don't you also think that it's bad for the environment to just, like, leave?
Are they letting the earth take it back? It's like I Am Legend.
What if Lindsay got, like, some sort of intel? Like, the sea witch whispered in her ear, like, there will be a tsunami.
Yeah.
The earth will take it back. And then, like, Lindsay just fled.
I had a dream! I had a dream. We had to leave. Do you think Lindsay left, like, in the night?
She... danced at the final episode and like they kept the restaurant open for hours because she just wouldn't stop dancing.
Yeah.
Even when the music stopped, she was just like dancing to nothing.
She was doing that weird like hand, she was like following her hand like it was a wand. She
yeah
was, like,
and her like fringe dress was blowing yeah around.
It's like the Fifth Element, like the Plaba Laguna.
That was in her like inner monologue that she had during it, but it was just silent otherwise of her just dancing, and all the people like on the production side of the show like tried to intervene, but she would just hit them.
Hey, we're only like, we only can stay in production till like 2 a.m. We have to pack up.
Slowly just packed up and then turned the lights off in the restaurant and everyone just left.
Yeah.
And then she danced. And then at one point, she just like shook and then crawled out a window and boarded a jet and went to Dubai. And then I think she probably FaceTimed people the next day to like tell them what to do with all her luggage and stuff in the beach club. But like, I firmly believe that she gets the fuck out and then FaceTimes with instructions later.
But I don't, it seems like they maybe just literally shut down the club as soon as production ended.
Yeah.
Like, I think it was a pop-up club.
I don't think that club was making any money.
No, I think it was a pure prop for the show, which is like...
It was a backdrop.
Yeah, it was like a set, and I don't think it was actually a club.
Mm-mm.
I mean, that's my theory. Yeah. I feel like it was just, they like rented space on a public beach... set up, like, I think MTV did all this. I think they set up.
They would put flyers out that were like, come to this club.
Mm-hmm.
And then they would shoot like the party scenes all in like a 2-day period. Because then other times when you saw them shooting, there was no one there.
But remember, there were a few moments where like, there's a part where like May and Janita like, or Gabby like go, or no, May and Jules
go
to like another club.
It was Jules. Was it May and Jules?
I think so.
And they're passing out like flyers.
But they're at like another club that looks kind of similar to...
Yeah.
Maybe they filmed... Maybe there's like another legit beach club like a mile down the beach.
Mm-hmm.
They filmed... Like they just filmed things there and then like...
Or that was like public beach.
Yeah.
And then the part where Lindsay was private. Yeah. There's so many questions I doubt we'll ever get the answers to.
I want like a full like ordinance.
I want like a file delivered to me that has like
a zip drive.
Yeah. Like, or just like a thick that of paperwork mm-hmm. that I can like sift through.
Bazinga.
Mm-hmm.
Lick your hand, lick your finger and just bing.
Yeah.
That's what Lindsay does when she goes through her paperwork. She thumbs through them.
One by one. Mm-hmm. Takes her hours.
Takes her days.
I heard from TBD legitimate source that Lohan Beach Club is coming back for a season two, but it's going to have her whole family in it. It's going to be like Dina and Allie, and it's going to be called like Lohan Family.
Lohan Family Values?
Lohan Family Club or something. Lohan Family Beach or
so, like,
something.
They're all involved with the club now?
Potentially. I mean, Lindsay Instagrammed something where she tagged all her siblings and was like, are you ready? Let's go. And like,
let's go.
TBD with that was even referenced to.
What about Dakota?
Dakota can come. I mean, isn't he modeling?
TBD.
He's in two fashion shows.
He was in like some YSL show, I think.
What does Lindsay Lohan have on Anthony Vaccarello? Like that he keeps... Like
she was front row at his show.
They are heavily involved.
Yeah.
It's like the chicest thing she has going.
I feel like she still has...
She still has some fashion friends.
Yeah, but I also feel like she's, to some people, she's like still super famous. I mean, she's still super famous to me. But
she's
like,
famous to me, but I think like Euro people really regard her in like a completely different way than Americans do.
I think they see something that we have lost a long time ago. Like, it's delayed.
I feel like the Euros just don't believe in like alcoholism.
That's
so
true.
That's like, so they just are like,
what is their problem?
She's so fun. She's fun party girl.
She's she's so fun. Don't you love her?
Yeah, you love her. She's
I love
crazy.
Her.
You
she's
never
a crazy
know what
girl.
Going to do.
The Americans are aboard. They're
Americans, so serious.
Oh, oh, Z, 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 Z. So many Zs.
Too
I
bad.
See her.
It's sleepy over there.
She's like a shot of espresso.
Oh, I feel revived when I see her.
When she's in my presence,
so
I just get a jolt.
Unpredictable. Oh, my God.
It's
what
like
will she do next? I don't
mainline
know.
I mainline espresso beans into my arm. When she's around me, she's chic.
She's chic. She fills up the space with light.
She's like wears like leather jeggings to his shows and like sits front row with Nicole Richie.
I know. I wonder what Nicole thinks of that. It's like
disgraceful.
Great. Happy to see you here.
Yeah, happy to see you again.
They see each other once a year and it's at those things where everyone's just like, why is she
And you
she
can
here?
See Nicole's face. She's just like flatly sitting next to her.
Yeah.
Like everyone was freaking out, like, oh my God, Lindsay Lohan and Nicole, I don't even think acknowledged her.
Do you think Lindsay even acknowledged Nicole? I feel like it's a mutual eye sap.
No.
I feel like Lindsay pretends like she doesn't remember anyone's name.
No.
Like she would look at Nicole and be like, I don't even recognize you.
Yeah.
Like, who are you?
Well, we talked about that story, how Paris like confirmed what really happened that night with Brittany and Lindsay.
Oh, yeah, that she just, like, got in the car.
She just, like, jumped in the car and then, like, went home with them. And then, like, they were like, we're going to sleep. And she was like, okay, and left. So, like, I don't think Lindsay does remember a lot of what we think are, like, these kind of
seminal
super
moments.
Seminal pop culture moments that we've, like, fetishized for so long.
It's all a blur to her.
Yeah, I think she was on, like, horse tranquilizers.
Yeah. From the queen herself.
Mrs. O.
Who, like, weirdly is still around.
I drive by her fucking...
She is, like, fully, like, queen of the universe still.
Is she?
I don't know.
I drive by her
she's
fucking
like,
place.
I mean, she's, like, by queen of the universe, I just mean she's, like, around.
Yeah.
She pops up here and there.
Her headquarters looks like a bank.
Mm-hmm. In,
like,
it basically is.
New Jersey. Like central New Jersey. Like she a suburban
never...
bank.
Rachel will never give up on her, like, signature look.
Yeah. Just...
And just like boho.
Yeah.
Like caftans hanging on a skeleton.
And she has two kids with that man.
Yeah.
Who looks like
with
Keith
Roger.
Urban.
Roger.
Who literally looks like Keith Urban.
Yeah. I kind of am like jealous of their relationship.
Yeah, they're so happy.
They're blissfully happy.
And their kids are gorgeous.
Yeah.
But like to know that she is the cause of so much.
Rachel is like, we have her to thank for like the most seminal moments in pop culture history. Like 2005 to 2009 was all orchestrated by Rachel Zoe.
And so many low-key people were in her stable. Anne Hathaway was in it, I think, for a period.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Kate Hudson,
yeah. Nicole.
Well, the obvious ones are Nicole,
Misha, Lindsay.
Paris?
No, not Paris. Paris has never been styled by anyone but herself, and it shows. She literally, like...
Poor Paris.
Not poor Paris. She loves it. She thinks that Paris Hilton thinks that she has like the best taste. Like she is truly confident in
maxi
whatever.
Dresses.
She loves it. She's never met a maxi dress she hasn't loved.
She'll wear whatever you put in front of her.
Especially if it has like some crochet cutout.
Uh-huh.
With like a ballerina flat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, she loves a ballerina flat.
She loves a ballet flat.
She wears them on like ski slopes. When she got engaged.
She hops off the slope and then slips on a pair of like comfy flats and then just like walks around with like huge sunglasses.
I was so bummed when she and that guy broke up. Chris Zilka from The Leftovers.
You were? I knew that this relationship is not long for this world.
He has like a tattoo of her face on him, I think.
I love that she like makes, I miss her and Paris Latsis a lot. Remember that era?
No.
Paris and Paris, when she dated that like Greek shipping air guy and they
Stavros
got engaged.
Stavros
Nateros? No, not Stavros. It was a different Greek guy named Paris. Yeah.
Are you
kidding? Don't remember this?
No.
They were like on the cover of Vanity Fair together.
Really?
They got engaged. Like it was going to be Paris and Paris like getting married.
She's like the Elizabeth Taylor of...
engagements.
Yeah.
She loves an engagement.
She's had like 20 engagements.
Anyone... And I stand by this theory. Anyone that's engaged like multiple times, you should keep an eye on them.
Yeah. Wait, I'm looking at Paris Lutz. Oh my God, I do remember him.
Yeah.
He's hot.
I love like the Greek guys that she's dated because I just think Greek guys are so sexy. She should date Aristotle.
Wait, Nikki Reed also dated him?
Unclear. I didn't remember that.
Nikki Reed of Twilight and 13 fame, who like... Where is she?
She's married to like Ian Somerhalder.
Yeah, they're really beautiful.
They're
They're like annoying and vegan, right?
I mean, I just have never.
Wow, they were
a thing. They got engaged with a crazy engagement ring.
Yeah.
And then nothing happened. I love getting engaged. The idea of just getting engaged and you wear a ring, but you just never really plan a wedding.
Yeah.
And then you just
you both know
up.
It's never gonna happen.
Yeah, but it's like fun.
Yeah,
maybe getting engaged multiple times is the answer, and that's actually better than getting married.
Is that gonna become the new thing?
I'm ready for some jewelry and a commitment, but like an open-ended commitment.
How many times has Paris been engaged? Like three?
Definitely.
Or four?
Twice.
Chris Ilka, Paris Latsis.
I don't think she and Stavros were ever engaged.
No,
he.
But
is.
Like, she was definitely. I mean, that family. Like, because Nikki Hilton married...
Yeah, a Rothschild.
A Rothschild. So I still think the Hiltons are very about, like, their children marrying, like, other...
Yeah, but I don't think... I think it would be really hard for Paris to find someone... Like, obviously, she doesn't care about, like, making her family happier. Like,
right.
Because I think that she's just, like, bucked all trends, which I kind of... She's, like, punk for that.
She's pretty punk.
She's punk.
Because, why wasn't she at the Met Ball?
I don't know.
We were talking
Why
about
that.
Why
was anyone that Lindsay, was at the Met Ball
at the Met,
at
Ball.
The Met Ball?
Except Gaga,
yeah.
But like, Lindsay should have been there. Paris should have been there. Courtney Love should have been there. Who else?
Nicole Richie should
Nicole
have been
Ritchie,
there.
Nicole Richie. Misha?
No.
Heidi Montag
definitely should have been there. All the Real Housewives, like OG
Bethany.
Real Housewives should have been there.
Vicky should have been there.
Vicky Gunvalson.
Lisa Vanderpump should have been there.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I would accept that.
But yeah, we were...
Kim Richards should have been there.
Oh my God.
But she would have had... She needed to wear that pearl choker that she wore at the end of season one.
Oh,
where
my
they got
God,
in the fight
yes.
in the back of the limo.
You stole my goddamn house.
Like, her and Kyle and Kathy should have been there arriving together as, like, sisters.
Yeah.
Hate each other.
I'll
like,
never...
love each other underneath.
When Kyle... in that finale of season one, when Kyle lunges for her, and you hear her go, "Get over here!" And you just see her, like, body move in front of the camera, and it's, like, so authentic, like, sibling. And
yeah.
I think she, like... grabbed her hand or something.
Like, oh, yeah. I mean, you know, they fight physically.
Yeah.
I kind of love.
But yeah, Kathy Hilton should have been at the Met Ball.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was like super.
Everyone thought that camp meant like you either outrageous. Wear feathers or dress like a clown. Like
Cara Delevingne.
People like took this as an opportunity to wear like silly top hats, which was my least favorite aesthetic. Like a silly top hat or a tiny top hat, you should go to jail for that.
I was just texting my boyfriend that I hate the Mr. Monopoly.
Yeah.
That aesthetic.
Like, it's only okay for him and no one else. Yeah.
Like Mr. Peanut can go fuck himself.
Yeah, like Mr. Peanut, fuck you.
That like
the monocle.
Except in Heather's with Winona.
Monopoly only. Yeah. And where was Winona? She should have fucking been at the Met Ball.
Natalie Portman should have been there.
Yeah.
Yeah, where the fuck
Jennifer
was Winona?
Jennifer Lawrence should have been there.
Who?
Jennifer Lawrence. She should have done like a mother throwback. Yeah.
But like they all, like RuPaul was on Colbert and he was like, they had him look at Celine Dion's
outfit.
Where
was he?
He was there. He wore like a Dr. Seuss looking thing, which was like fine.
Yeah.
But they were like, Celine Dion had that like antler headdress on. And they were like, do you think this is camp? And he was like, no, not really. I mean, it's beautiful. But I was like, that is like.
A lot of people.
It with like being wacky. And it's like, that's not like Gaga. Her outfits weren't really crazy.
Mm-mm.
But the way she was working them and doing like the performing, that is camp.
Yeah,
like when she was just like babbling on her phone to no one for the cameras, like,
and like holding
phone.
Up a finger, like a 1 second finger.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh, God bless Lady Gaga.
But like that is camp because it's like just not taking anything seriously.
Yeah,
and like she made these gorgeous Brandon Maxwell looks seem ridiculous.
And I love their like relationship.
But like everyone, like Bella Hadid was wearing like a Jeremy Scott thing.
I thought she looked good. Kind of looked more camp than other people, like with all the crazy jewelry like, going up to her arms. Like
Gigi looked kind of camp. No,
I didn't think so. What was camp about that? I guess Cara Delevingne wore that exact thing like a couple years ago.
That's true.
Why do people think that like
looking like a sperm
bald? Yeah. Looking like a shiny bald sperm is like
Cara Delevingne. I wanted to have, she should have been arrested for that outfit.
There should have been police like near the red carpet.
That's camp.
Yeah. So that when someone came that wasn't camp, they immediately got arrested.
If I had done it, I would have staged an arrest on the carpet.
That would
I would have had someone take me away in a straitjacket.
Yeah, I was going to say a straitjacket and then fighting and then
going,
kicking,
no.
Going, no, no.
No, you can't
and
take me.
And kicking at them and having them take you away. I would have them.
Tase me.
They could tase you. I would have them put me with like Thor's.
Yeah.
And then go limp and then be carried up the stairs into dinner and put in my seat. And I'd be like, did you love it?
Or show up on a gurney with oxygen.
Yeah.
That, like, showing up on life support, I would have done that.
Mm-hmm.
You can wear whatever the fuck. You could wear like a nice outfit, just be on a gurney.
Yeah.
Or come in on like a wheelchair.
Yeah.
And be like, you know.
No, like Gypsy Rose.
No.
Or like Dee Dee. That would have been great.
Or like just do something like they should.
Tinsley
no one-
and. Dale. Fucking Dale should have been there.
Yeah.
That was a huge miss because they are the most camp.
Yeah. But like, I'm trying to think who else was like kind of good.
Some people, I feel like they wore outfits that could have been worn last year.
At the Heavenly Bodies thing?
Yeah. Like a lot of the headpieces looked like just like a Heavenly Bodies.
And like Ezra Miller, did you see his? I was like, this
is. If I never see another picture of Ezra Miller's Met Gala look, it will be the best gift anyone could ever give me. I get it. Like I followed his makeup artist on Insta for forever. She's incredible. So follow her. But like him, I'm just like, do another fucking movie for the love of God. Like stop.
Yeah.
Assaulting me. Like, I get it. Your, like, gender-bending, non-binary journey is great. But, like, just stop.
Yeah. Who... You know who looked great?
Who?
I mean, I don't know him that well. You know him probably better than I do, but Jeremy O'Harris. Did you see his look?
He looked insanely good.
Perfect.
Yeah.
And Hari Neff looked amazing. Like, some people, like... got it right.
Yeah.
And we're just like they Jeremy's killed it. Look was like, when I saw that, I was like screaming.
Yeah. I've been loving his like behind the scenes journey on like Instagram.
When he had that, I've met his nail artist, May.
Oh, May.
She came to Paper once when I worked at Paper Magazine and she did my nail.
I love.
Mm-hmm. But when I saw her doing his nails, I was like, yes.
Yeah. Nails by May. Another genius. Gwyneth kind of like at first. I thought Gwyneth looked camp. But then she did. I was like, oh, okay, I love it.
Is someone smoking?
Oh, yeah, I think someone is. My neighbor over there smokes and sometimes it.
Hi. But yeah, Gwyneth looked like she looked kind of like Rosemary's Baby.
Yeah.
Which I was into.
And kind of like a little bit of like a clown girl vibe, but it worked.
Yeah. It was simple. It was very, it was like subtle camp.
Someone told me that she was sad after the Met Ball and came into the lobby of the hotel crying.
Really?
So I hope that everything's okay with her.
Paltrow? Bread?
I hope that they're okay. Paltrow,
yeah.
Yeah.
Did Apple make her cry?
I don't know. Apple.
Did we talk about Dakota and Apple?
No.
Okay.
The stepmother, stepdaughter duo of the
Have we diverged?
There wasn't that much to say about
Lindsay.
We
just wanted to talk about it. We wanted an excuse to like talk to all of you.
Yeah, because Lindsay has... We'll come back around because she's like come for people based on the Met Ball.
Oh, true.
So that's like a good tie-in.
So just a quick diverging little tirade that we're going to go on. So we were both shaken to the core last weekend on Sunday. Someone... I saw on Twitter, someone posted a photo of Dakota Johnson and her stepdaughter, Apple Martin,
mm-hmm.
out and about in Malibu. And Apple Martin, who I've never really seen fully. I've only seen, like,
bits
Gwyneth
and pieces.
Has teased her on Instagram.
Yeah.
And I've heard her voice in, like, a video that Gwyneth posted for
like
Goop.
Like a singing one.
Mm-hmm. But I've never really seen her. She looks...
stunning.
Exactly like Gwyneth.
Mm-hmm.
And she was barefoot, doing getting juice with Dakota, who was holding her small poodle.
Apple Martin just walks around barefoot wherever she was earthing.
Yeah.
Like.
It was kind of chic.
It was really chic.
She's like 14, yeah. 13.
Apple does whatever the fuck Apple wants to do and no one will stop her. You either get on board or get the fuck out of her way. Dakota has gotten on board and is like holding
the dog. She has no choice.
No, Dakota's like.
She's afraid.
Either bow to Apple or die.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered, mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine? That's where Canopy's new filtered showerhead comes in. Canopy, known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, has revolutionized the filtered showerhead. Dermatologists recommended this unique 3-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water, leaving you with healthy hair and glowing skin. Best of all, the Canopy filtered showerhead is hassle-free. Installation is a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement, unlike any others on the market. Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered showerhead purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, Our listeners can use the code SEXYUNIQUE at checkout to save an additional 10% off their Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you. Underwear drawers are like the wild west of wardrobes. There's no rhyme or reason to them. Anything goes. When you open that drawer every morning, you have no idea what to expect. But now that I've felt the buttery, soft comfort of MeUndies, my other pairs have got to go because MeUndies are all I reach for. I received the feel-free lace high-waisted brief from MeUndies, and I have to say, I love to sleep in a high-waisted brief, and I also like to wear briefs under dresses. And let me tell you a thing or two about these briefs. They were super comfortable. I love the fabric, and I feel like they will be the perfect accompaniment to a pair of pajamas or an extra large t-shirt. From all black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for every body. MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring comfy joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. And their Move Me activewear collection is the softest activewear on the market. MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all day wear. MeUndies uses sustainably sourced materials and works with partners that care for their workers. Not happy with your first pair of undies? It's on MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/sexy. That's MeUndies.com/sexy for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
I liked Dakota's Met Gala outfit. It was kind of a nod to Suspiria.
It was. I was into that.
Yeah.
She's camp.
Yeah.
But she was wearing, like, her jeans look like she'd like climbed through like a barbed wire fence.
Mm-hmm.
They were so dramatically cut up and she was holding her poodle and she had a smirk on and Apple was leading the way.
Yeah. Looking a trailblazer.
She looks so unfazed by the cameras.
Apple doesn't give a shit.
But we were just like, I was just imagining their dynamic.
Mm-hmm. Can you imagine? Like that is... Because what, Dakota's like 29 or 30?
She's like, she's like 30.
Okay.
I just turned 30.
I love that.
Thank you.
An Apple
That's
is...
camp.
Yeah, turning 30 is high camp.
Yeah. Either get on that board or
30
not.
30 and flirty.
30 and flirty, honey.
And then Apple's like 14 or 15.
Yeah.
They're about the same age apart as I was with my stepmom, my first stepmom.
Whoa.
Which feels... less like a stepmom and more like a sister.
Yeah. Did you relate to it when you saw that photo?
Yeah, I was like, anytime I see like a younger stepmom, stepdaughter thing, because it's a whole different relationship than like...
Yeah, they look like friends. Like
a, yeah, your friends. It's like a sister.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not even like, not necessarily older or younger, but just like...
Just sister.
This is your new person.
What do you think Apple
And the
calls
stepmom...
Her?
Dakotes, Dakota, D.
Miss.
Miss. Miss.
Little Miss.
Hey. She never calls her name. She just says, hey.
Maybe she's never actually said Dakota out loud.
Mm-mm. She refuses to call her by her name.
Call me by my name. But do you think... like
Dakota calls her... Or Apple calls Dakota Apple.
And Dakota calls Apple...
Apple.
Apple. She calls Moses Apple.
She says Apple II.
Apple II.
Apple Store.
Apple Junior.
Apple Junior.
Wait, but like, what do you think Gwyneth and Dakota's relationship is? You
I think
were
they
saying...
love. I think that Gwyneth loves Dakota because they have similar upbringings. Like, come from a famous family or like a Hollywood family.
A dynasty.
A dynasty that's already established in the industry. They've grown up kind of around the same things where it's like they've grown up around celebrity. So it's like not a thing for them. And
I would
they
argue,
both had the same kind of trajectory.
That's true. Like I would argue that Dakota's girls. Family is more...
They're Hollywood more like Hollywood royalty.
Yeah.
But I would argue that their proximity to like fame and celebrity mm-hmm. was exactly the same.
That's true. And then I was thinking, like, you were saying she probably likes Dakota better than J-Law. Because J-Law and Chris dated for, like, a year.
Yeah. I don't think... I feel like Gwyneth and J-Law would butt heads.
There's only one
There's
Oscar
room for
winner.
One Oscar winner only. Mm-hmm. I mean, if I feel like if Dakota won one, Gwyneth would be super supportive and like approve and be really glad.
Yeah.
But I think like another blonde Oscar, like young Oscar winner, I just feel like J-Law could see a lot of Goop stuff and like feel like she's superior to it.
Yeah, I feel like J-Law just, I can just feel their energy.
I feel the tension in my body.
I feel it too, just completely repelling from each other.
Yeah.
Like J-Law just being like, whoa, what is this?
Yeah. You're like, see your vagina?
Yeah. And well, I just like, do that like when I step over a subway grate in New York.
And Gwyneth like laughs, but then she goes home and just like slices a piece of paper with a pen. Like she just like writes, she just goes like this.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel that.
And then goes to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
She goes home and watches like American Hustle.
Yeah. And she's like,
what's this? She's never actually seen any of the J-Law movies.
My favorite Gwyneth quote of the past year was when someone interviewed her about like, and they brought up the Oscar contender movies, and they go like, what do you think about The Favorite? And she goes, what's that?
Just
she's so, no, it's like not on her radar at all. She didn't even know what it was.
The screener is just piling up on her porch.
She's never seen.
What?
She gives them to like a housekeeper person or an assistant.
Yeah.
You take these. I don't have time.
She gives them to Moses.
She gives them to Mosey, and then he like sells them at school to his friends.
But yeah, it was like super...
I'm into...
It was a moment.
It was a moment. And they go on vacation together. Like, they're fully familied up, I think.
Gwyneth
and Dakota. Like, they all went on, like, Christmas vacation together. She's, like, in the Paltrow family.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking... No one has ever been luckier than Dakota.
You have to be cool with Gwyneth because she is, like... Part of her brand is being friends with Chris Martin.
Yeah. And honestly...
Seems like they are.
They are friends and true trailblazers in the sense that she introduced the idea of like conscious uncoupling and everyone was like, you fucking idiot.
Yeah.
But actually that's the smartest and healthiest and coolest thing. And now everyone's doing it. So hate on Gwyneth all you want. Everything she says fucking comes true. She's a goddess. It's gold.
She also, one thing that I found very interesting was on International Women's Day this year, she posted a photo with Chris Martin's mom and mm-hmm. Brad Falchuk's mom, and she was like, they were sitting together and she was like so grateful for these two incredible women, and she didn't say anything about Blythe. I was remembering that you said that they have sort of a relationship, not strained,
but I think it's just more layered than like other things, because she'll kind of reference mom stuff on Goop every once in a while and just like kind of allude to their relationship. It's not like she's not like explicit about it, but she's also not like closed off about it. Like it's very kind of like presented without much commentary that their relationship is tough sometimes.
Yeah.
Which I like admire.
I do too. Gwyneth is pretty frank.
She's pretty frank, and honestly, like if you think about what she's done, like I'm getting full body chills just like thinking about my queen and like all
too.
That she's accomplished, and like
I have chills too.
How I do too.
I have chills.
I too have chills.
I too have chills.
But like, yeah, she's just like my hero.
She's a shiro for sure. I'll just never. I think my Gwenaissance for me started when she was on Chelsea Handler like years ago.
Mm-hmm.
For like Chelsea did like a big interview with Gwyneth,
mm-hmm.
and she said that she had a German grandmother, Gwyneth did, and she said she was a C word. She called her Mutti. She goes, well, Chelsea Handler said my Mutti was a real bitch, and Gwyneth said, well, my Mutti was a real C word.
Love.
And I was like, okay.
Yeah.
I'm kind of on board.
My Gwyneth-sance began when she won her Oscar, because I would watch the Oscars every
so like for 20 years. So that was literally like, that wasn't a Gwyneth-sance, that was just the Gwyneth moment.
It was my Gwyneth-sance. Sorry, it was.
Liar. That was 1999. That was fully 20 years ago.
It was mine. It was mine. I've been in a constant state of
Buenos Aires. You were like 13.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was truly.
Yep, this is it. It's like, yep, she's in her prime.
That was mine.
So you've just been a true blue.
I've been a true blue in a state of continual guinaissance ever since then.
My guinaissance was a perfect murder. The worst movie of all time.
I kind of like that movie.
I just remember her and Viggo Mortensen like fucking and like
yeah,
a loft, and like they both had long hair.
I miss the movies where like,
and he had like jade green sheets.
People fucking loft, and then something murderous happens. Like that was such a thing back then.
Yeah, like Diane Lane.
Yeah, like
Unfaithful.
Everyone loved to meet like a weird artist. They fucked it off, and then try and kill someone because yeah, of it.
She drove from, you know, Westchester County out to like Red Hook and like fucked an artist who's somehow been employed to murder.
Yeah,
like he's like also, he's like,
please murder him. And then like
he doubles as a hitman.
Yeah, things just like happen and confusion, mm-hmm, and anger.
He's a penniless artist who somehow can afford like a $30 million loft in, yeah, Tribeca,
and just like fucks in it and yeah, creates like pottery.
Yeah, and he like opens up grates to get in.
Yeah,
like, he opens up like, he has to like, you know, there's like
like a big, uh-huh, like an industrial, yeah, elevator.
That just,
like,
started with Fatal Attraction.
Mm-hmm.
Because that was where Glenn lived in one of those.
It's always like a crazy, sexy, murderous
bisexual,
person. Bisexual,
like,
psycho.
Crazy woman, man.
You're, yeah, if they have like an industrial elevator that, mm-hmm, requires a lot of pulling and pushing clothes.
Yeah, yeah, and there's like a fucking, there's like a aluminum tin trash can with fire in it outside.
Yeah.
Some, like, people are throwing out like schlock with meat and blood, you know, mm-hmm, from like a Chinese restaurant.
Yeah, they're
like
always living Chinatown, in the fringes of,
yeah,
society.
Yeah.
In like their industrial lofts.
And
they're
then
just like freely sexual and ready to seduce you at a moment's
notice.
And then
notice, like Gwyneth or Diane Lane shows up and is like, I'm not wearing my panties.
I know, they're like, oh, I feel so dangerous. Yeah,
I'm not wearing, I took the train to Grand Central and I wasn't wearing my bra the whole time and I thought of you. And he's like, yeah. He's like, I want you to not wear your underwear back to Westchester. And she's like, okay. He's like, and then I'm going to paint your portrait on your body.
Love.
And then you have to wear it all the way home and you can't shower until you get back to Westchester. And she's like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what, like,
danger,
a perfect murder was that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think Gwyneth, she's a pioneer.
She's one of the biggest trailblazers of our generation, of the generation above us, of life, really.
Of life.
Of the earth.
But yeah, I think that Gwyneth was definitely in the camp. But yeah, that was like it.
Lindsay
night
came for Zendaya on the gram.
Oh yeah.
And I'm sorry, but like Zendaya's outfit was not camp. It was dumb. It was bad.
I kind of agree. I think it was, I liked the guy who was like waving smoke in front of her. I, mm-hmm, thought that was funny.
But
yeah,
like
it wasn't really that camp.
Cinderella,
it was like Disney
it's
World.
Disney. Yeah. It's like, we get it. You're like a Disney lady.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do something.
She looked beautiful.
I mean, yeah, she looked stunning. It's not about that. It's just about like,
it was a little, it was like,
you missed the mark. Everyone missed the mark.
But I was like, I feel like everyone was like, there were some people where everyone was like, oh my god, they're doing it. And I'm like everyone, I saw people being like, Cara Delevingne killing, like she did her homework. I'm like,
no,
Cara Delevingne looks like,
she looked like fucking
Lord Licorice,
Dr. Seuss.
Which, no, she didn't even look, Lord Licorice's camp.
Yeah.
From Kenny Lynn. She looked like a, yeah, she did look like Dr. Seuss.
Wearing a top hat is not camp.
And like eye makeup with like that like line across your eyes.
But I think also like,
and she had like bananas on.
Fashion is a real, like, it kind of just exposed the fashion industry as a bunch of like humorless, like thin people.
Yeah.
That just like truly,
humorless thin people.
The humorless thins, the guardians of the fashion world. Like true, like
No humor.
No humor. So an inability to even be able to see something is camp.
Jeremy Scott's campy.
Yeah, he is. And he like...
I kind of like Katy Perry's hamburger.
I have a theory that Katy Perry's pregnant.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Which is why she was wearing things that like hid her midriff somewhat. I just saw a side profile of her and I thought I saw a baby bump. I'm just going to put it out there.
Wow.
I could see it.
Well, you've made your statement.
I made my statement. I said what I said, and we'll see.
Mr. Bloom. I kind of, at first I was like, that is annoying, the chandelier thing. And then I was like, it's kind of funny. And then when she was, the video where she's struggling to put her hamburger suit on and J-Lo walks by.
Yeah, that was like, great.
That's camp.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I give Katie a pass. Like, it's like she's always doing her best.
Yeah. But yeah, there's not a lot, like, it felt like everyone was not willing to take risk.
Yeah. And then I heard on...
Also, where was John Waters?
TBD. I love that the whole thing where like pink flamingos inside the Met Gala,
yeah,
which is a direct reference to him. And then like, he's not there.
He should have been a chair.
But I listened to Red Scare podcast because they did a whole breakdown of the Met Ball.
Really?
And the guest on there, Patrick, said that the insider intel was that like no one was going to the Met Ball because they like didn't get the theme and they thought it was weird.
Nicki Minaj told the reporter that she didn't know what camp was until like that day.
I think she still doesn't.
No.
Celine Dion also said she didn't know what camp was.
She is in her life.
Yeah.
Sarah Jessica Parker wasn't there.
That is really sad. Someone compared Miley Cyrus's look to Samantha Jones and it was like Samantha Jones.
Really?
It was like full Samantha Jones.
Maybe that's
and
what
then
she
I was like that I hope that that's what she was going for because that is
and Liam with Smith
maybe
or Richard
they now if you look at their picture all I can see is Samantha Jones and I love them for it but all the women from Sex and the City should have been there.
Sarah Jessica
Cynthia Nixon should have shown up as the governor of New York
or just Miranda.
Mm-hmm. I wish all the Sex and the City lady had shown up as like the most camp versions of their characters.
Can you imagine if the four of them had showed up arm in arm?
My heart would have exploded.
Can you imagine?
I almost like threw up just now thinking of it.
Like Sarah and Kim put aside their differences for one night only.
For one night only to just give the fans one glimpse.
I wouldn't even need Sex and City 3.
No, that would have solved it. That would have stopped all the beef. It would have healed me from the inside out.
Characters.
What if, like, you hear, like, some music or whatever, it's like, do-do-do-do-do-do, and then Sarah Jessica Parker, like, comes in as Carrie, and then a bus drives by and, like, splashes her.
They should have done that.
They should have done that.
Sarah should have showed up at the... So, so Charlotte should appear first.
Mm-hmm.
Kristen Davis just shows up, like, wearing, like, what? Like, a black...
Like, Vera Wang or something. Mm-hmm.
You know, and she's and everyone's like, yay! Like, and then yeah. Miranda
she
comes
does
in.
Like a Breakfast at Tiffany's uh-huh. look. It's like very classic.
Miranda shows up wearing like a pantsuit,
like
fully chic.
Yeah,
her hair totally gray,
mm-hmm.
slicked back, wet, and like wearing a tie.
Yeah,
and like with like a purse,
mm-hmm.
just on the go,
like a hobo bag.
Yeah,
yeah.
And everyone is when she comes out, people are screaming.
Mm-hmm.
At that point, it's like Charlotte, of course. Yeah, okay. And then when Miranda comes out, everyone is dying.
Mm-hmm.
And then Sam comes out.
Yeah,
and she's wearing. Kim is wearing like what?
Thigh high boots. Yeah,
she's wearing like what Elizabeth Hurley wore at that premiere, mm-hmm. the Versace,
like the Versace safety yeah. pin outfit. Yeah, I think like that or like the thigh high like boots that Michelle Obama wore like in her book thing, like mm-hmm. a version of those.
Yeah.
And then like just over the top, like super sexy like dress of mini dress of some sort.
She's wearing a knight.
Huge earrings.
She's wearing knight armor. She shows up like Joan of Arc with like her hair like looking amazing, thigh high like metallic boots, mm-hmm. and just like a knight. Torso armor.
Because she is kind of like the Joan of Arc yeah. of Sex and the City.
And a sword.
The martyr. Yeah.
She has a sword.
And she stabs herself.
she's the martyr. She's the agony and ecstasy of yeah. Samantha Jones.
Mm-hmm.
And then Carrie shows up with her tutu on.
And gets splashed.
Yeah. And just is drenched.
Yeah.
And then the
but then,
four of them-
like, I think this splash, they could do some sort of effect where then it changes, like, the pattern of whatever outfit, and it becomes like the pattern, like a tie dye or something like that. And then they all link arms and walk up the steps as a foursome.
Yeah, and don't stop for any photos.
No.
After that.
I have full body chills.
What the fuck?
Missed opportunity.
And when they, and as soon as they are about to walk inside the Met, Carrie turns around and you hear, do, 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 do.
Yeah.
We solved it.
Yeah, we solved the Met Gala.
But yeah, SJP was a loss. But like I said, anything that she was doing aside from being there was probably really campy.
Yeah.
Like playing like Mahjong. Or like
hanging out with Andy Cohen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rihanna wasn't there. She would have done it great.
A loss, yeah. I liked Cardi B's outfit. I liked Kim Kardashian's outfit. I thought she nailed it. Yeah. I thought it was great.
I liked her outfit at the after party.
See, I didn't like that one.
No?
I thought that got like a little too like costumey.
It was kind of body horror.
Mm-hmm.
Her, which was cool. Her muggler outfit.
Corset.
Yeah. I kind of was into, at first I was like, that's really boring. And then I understood what she was doing. And then I was like, okay, this is kind of scary. And she's like, sort of parodying herself.
Mm-hmm.
Parodying,
yeah.
Yeah. Kanye looked like Michael Myers without the mask.
I kind of liked it.
Yeah?
I mean, I was into him and Frank Ocean's looks.
Really?
Yeah. They were kind of like dressed like a valet guy or like...
That's true.
And like that nod to that felt campy to me.
Yeah. I mean, Frank is just so hot that he can...
And I like that Prada, like... pullover.
Yeah, I kind of want that.
It was like need. Put
they
it
were,
on the need list.
But most of the guys sucked. Like the guy that Taron, the guy who's going to play Elton John.
Oh, he was there?
Yeah, he looked like despicable. I was like, you just played Elton John and you're wearing this?
I didn't see him.
Rami Malek looked like shit.
I'm so over him. Been over it.
Richard Madden had like a safety, like he looked hot, but it was like, this is...
I really liked Lily Collins' outfit.
I didn't see
it. She did like a Priscilla Presley homage, which I thought was cool. I liked Elle Fanning's outfit.
She looked good.
She looked good.
Casey Musgraves.
Casey Musgraves looked...
She killed it.
Incredible. Dua Lipa kind of looked great.
Yeah. Dua Lipa?
Dua Lipa, I'm in.
Dua Lipa! And who else was good?
I really liked Lupita Nyong'o's
look. Looked great. Janelle
but then
Monáe
I found
cool.
out that she was referencing A Wrinkle in Time.
Oh, like Oprah one?
I don't know if that was a joke or if it's real, but then that made me be like disappointed.
Yeah.
Because I thought it was just that I was like, I'm in with it. Like I'm on board.
Yeah. I like Tiffany Haddish's look. She was so funny in the red carpet.
Yeah, what did she say?
She saw Kris Jenner at one point. I think she was talking to like E or something, and mm-hmm. she saw Kris, and she was like, she said like, "There's that bitch." Like they were like, because I think they're friends.
Yeah.
And then,
I just want to get to the point in my life where I can say "There's that bitch" to Kris Jenner,
right?
You know what I mean? Like
and
you
Kris
really
Jenner was
made
like,
it.
Hey! And then the reporter, she said like, Tiffany said like, "There you are," and then the reporter went, yeah, there you are. And it was like a white woman. And it was gnarly.
Oh, my God.
I stopped watching. Like, I was like...
Turned off the TV and you sat in silence.
I almost threw up.
For 4 hours.
I was like, that person needs to be, like, citizen's arrest.
That's the police on the side
police.
Of the stage.
They should have had...
Fashion police. They should have had
police.
Actual fashion police.
Fascist police.
Yeah. To come and, like, take you away. We should chair the Met Gala. This is what it really comes down to.
There should have been an element of fear.
Mm-hmm.
Kathleen Turner, where the fuck was she?
Yeah, where?
They should have had police roaming around, like, escorting people out.
Yeah.
It's like RoboCop. They should have had a RoboCop.
They should have.
Who was just walking around, and if your look wasn't camp, they escort you out.
There should have... Someone should have dressed like a cop. That would have been a really, like, powerful imagery.
Yeah. What if... I think we were really missing Joan Rivers.
Mm-hmm. I miss her just every day, generally. Yeah. I went to the Met when I was in New York. I took myself on a date to the Met, and they were setting up for the Met Gala.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Did you like...
I just had like a moment where I like said to myself, I was like, you'll be here one day.
One day.
One day. And then like went in and looked at all the Egypt stuff. And I was like, that's cool.
That's cool.
That's cool.
Billy Porter looked amazing.
Yeah. He looked incredible.
And MJ Rodriguez.
Who's that?
She was also in Pose. They all like, all that, Laverne looked great. Like, oh, they all, Christian Siriano like does such a good job.
I liked Violet Chachki's dress. It was cool.
That was cool that they had them there. There should have been more drag queens there.
Definitely. Like where were all the drag queens?
Like Sharon
Needles.
Where
was Trace Lissette? She should have been there.
She would have been great.
She would have been fantastic.
Oh my God. What would she have worn? Like a...
She'd literally wear anything. I think she's the most beautiful woman in the entire world.
So gorgeous.
I just like look at her Instagram and like drool on myself. I'm like, you're so fucking beautiful.
She's really beautiful. But yeah, so Lindsay commented.
Lindsay came for a lot of people.
She came for Zendaya though and said, ha ha. Or she said, Claire Danes did this already. And I didn't understand what that was.
Like Claire Danes wore Zac Posen. Was like, that a Zac Posen gown?
It was a
gown?
Zac Posen gown.
Yeah. I guess Claire Danes like wore Zac Posen once. And Lindsay feels that was her Gwinnaissance, was Claire Danes in a Zac Posen gown. And then anyone trying to do that.
But it wasn't like, it was so, and then she, I just kept imagining her going, Claire Danes! Like showing
she
her
comment. She added Claire Danes.
Claire Danes! Claire Danes is Instagram?
I think she tagged Claire Danes in the post. I don't know.
Can you imagine Claire Danes getting that notification?
The day that you get a notification that Lindsay has tagged you in anything, like a terrifying chill goes down your spine.
Claire Danes! You know! Claire Danes!
Claire Danes deletes Instagram.
She like deactivates.
Then was the lamp thing a dig at Katy Perry?
Oh yeah, Lindsay had a very bizarre Instagram where she said, some people change. Now I'm a lamp. With a photo of an old street lamp.
Is that like Ramadan humor? I don't know.
She has a recent picture of her with a hashtag Ramadan.
So one theory I had for this like recent Lindsay meltdown, because she did another one that was like a picture of Ariel and her side by side with a truly meaningless caption. Like that read, I need you to read the caption. Okay. Danny Pellegrino just commented, what?
Oh yeah, I saw that. Lindsay Lohan has a picture of her and Ariel. She has her hair like totally saturated red.
Yeah.
And she wrote, who knew that the hashtag Met Gala would become a Marvel moment? Balloon cry face.
With like it's like, what does that mean?
So what are our theories on what that means?
So my theory was that
Ira wrote Claire Danes was already Ariel.
Ira trolling. I feel like, so in Ramadan you fast all day, so maybe she's just like hunger gramming, because like when I get really hungry my brain stops working, so like, you know, things just like stop making sense to me. So maybe she's just like, it's right before the time when she can like break the fast, and she's just like deliriously Instagramming from a place of like hunger.
That makes sense.
I mean,
but I have no idea what she's talking about
with that photo.
It's like dream logic. So maybe it is, maybe it's like fever, hunger.
I truly like don't know what goes through her head when anything she does happens.
She also on April 30th posted hashtag Mykonos is so last year with a photo of her and Allie on a jet ski from like years ago.
Well, maybe that's just because she's done with Mykonos.
Mykonos is over, everyone.
Mykonos is officially over. It kind of is if you think about it. Lindsay Lohan's beach club
jumped the shark.
Yeah, it allowed Mykonos peaked with that. Oh, that's a cool pic. What was her? There's a really like saturated pic of her.
This one is iconic.
Yeah.
She's wearing YSL.
Always. I feel like that's the only designer who will still dress her, but I'm like happy that she kept that relationship alive.
Wait. Lohan nightclub hashtag emeralds are forever. So that's in Athens.
Okay.
So that's, she still has the Athens thing going.
Do we need to go to Greece?
Yeah.
Like, is it just time for us to take a Greek summer trip to hit Rhodes and Athens.
Are we prepared for that journey, though? I mean, I kind of am.
I am. Like, emotionally and spiritually, I'd be ready to dive into the belly of the beast.
I'm serious, though. If we do go to, if we went to Lohan Nightclub in Athens, we have to record.
Yeah.
Like, we have to do.
We'd have to do, like, undercover recording and, like, talk to people that are there.
Reporting live from the dance floor. Reporting live
from the dance floor of Lohan Club Athens.
What do you
club
think it's Lohan. Like in there?
I think Athens is probably, like, a mega club.
Yeah.
It's, like, a big, huge, one of those, like, multi-level warehouses where there's, like, table. Like, it's just, like, crazy big. Rhodes is probably like a daytime beach club.
Mm-hmm. It's just, it's like the whole thing is just such,
it's just,
she's the most
feels very scam to me.
Yeah, it's very pyramid scheme, you know. So when I was just out of college, I was applying to like every job,
mm-hmm.
and I was in South Jersey, and this one job was like, you're totally qualified, come on in. And yeah. I was like, wow. Like,
don't mind if I do.
Yeah, cool. I worked at Cold Stone. Like, great. So I went in, and I was wearing, like, I think I was wearing, like, a suit. Like, God bless me.
Mm-hmm.
And it was in this weird office space and, like, behind the highway. And it was all these young people, like, my age, all wearing suits. And, like, all the women were wearing, like, pantsuits and dresses.
Yeah.
And I went into this one room, and they were all writing, scribbling numbers on the whiteboard. And there was music playing. And they were all just, like, writing deals, mm-hmm. and like things, and it all looked like gibberish. And then I gave the guy interviewed me, and he's like, I don't know what he said the company, I was not processing what he said the company was actually about. And he's like, basically we go to door to door and like sell coupons,
mm-hmm.
for like Domino's.
Okay.
And I was like, okay. And then I was so freaked out. And then he goes, so can you start now? And I was like, what? And he's like, yeah, we'll do like a shadowing thing. We'll drive you to a neighborhood and you just hand out coupons. And I said, can I go to the bathroom? And he said, yeah. And then I went and ran to my car and drove away. And they called me for 2 hours. But I feel like that is what...
That's what happens when you interview to work at Lohan.
Or just go to the nightclub.
Yeah.
It's that experience of like, something is not right here, and then running away to your car.
Mm-hmm. So and they want to put you immediately in it.
They drop you. So I think that's what our beloved cast felt.
Yeah.
And I think that this is Lindsay's whole life is now in that space between being offered to sell coupons and running to your car. That's where Lindsay lives at all times.
So do the cast that got like the passes to continue with the Lohan brand,
they're probably going to go to Athens or Rhodes.
We haven't been like following them really. I follow Aristotle, but his Instagram.
He was in my dream the other night.
Hot. I think I need to unfollow because his Instagram makes him less and less hot to me over time. And it's just, I need to like admire from afar.
Why is it? It darks you out.
It just is like the sense of humor, like our sense of what's funny is just very different. I'm realizing.
You're consciously uncoupling.
I'm consciously uncoupling from his Instagram presence, but I'm still here for his...
You support him.
I support his face, body, dick, his socks. Whole life, his socks, passion. His
socks, fetish.
Yeah, I just don't want to see it in my feed.
No.
Because that takes away from...
He's not funny.
He's just... It's not fun. It's not lol to me.
I don't follow anyone...
I don't need him to be funny.
No.
So that's fine.
I unfollowed Mike, I think. Oh my God, I also saw Alex. And West Hollywood last
Oh, yeah, night. You said. Was he platinum?
He had platinum.
That's
he,
a cry for help amongst
total
the
total cry for help. He was walking his dog on Santa Monica and right in front of where Lance Bass has his new gay bar, Rocco's.
Oh, wow.
What's that? La Cienega? Or no, San Vicente.
Yeah.
He was walking and I was walking and we made eye contact.
Love that.
And I was like...
You're like, I see you, I honor you.
I had like a moment where I had a delayed reaction where I was... My brain was processing before, like, my heart was, mm-hmm. and I didn't know who he was at first, but I knew him, and then as soon as he walked by me, I was like, hot Alex.
Yeah, that's always so weird when that happens.
But, like, they're in West Hollywood.
Yeah, they're around.
And then my friend Sierra, who needs to come on this podcast, she messaged me and said that she saw Sarah, I think in Studio City, out to lunch.
Classic.
Mm-hmm. And she was darked out by her.
Yeah.
But
who isn't?
I also Anytime, but Panos has done two live Instagrams recently, and I've gone on and just
to ask him what's happening.
I just ask him things, and he hasn't. And there's only like a few people asking him things,
so he sees everything you ask him.
I've been asked.
Parnos is never gonna give it up.
Parnos. He was at some club and or a party or something, smoking a cigarette on screen, just like
watching
what people were asking him. And it was me and like three other people, and I kept asking him, where is Jules? And he wouldn't respond. And I could see him. He read the comment below mine, so mm-hmm. He clearly saw mine.
He saw, like, where's Jules?
And then I said, please take a drag of your cig for us, King. Go off, King. And he didn't.
He's not here.
I wonder if he knows who we are.
Maybe he does. I'm sure some people have like added or like sent posts that we've done to them.
Yeah.
Because like people send posts that they do to us. So I'm sure it goes both ways. Parnos.
But yeah, please, anytime if you still follow Parnos, which I do,
comment, where's Jules?
Yeah. But he did say that season two is coming.
I mean, I think that there is going to be a season two.
He was like, no, love, it's coming. We're coming back, love. We're coming back.
Well, that means that's good for us.
But I want to speculate on what his relationship with Lindsay is like now.
I feel like they take a break, like long breaks from each other.
Mm-hmm.
And then like they come back once they've like gotten over. Like, I feel like they're the kind of friends that have like huge screaming matches and say like horrible things to each other. Then they don't talk for months. And then they come back and they're like, I'm sorry, you bitch. And then she's like,
fuck
you. I'm sorry. Yeah. Fuck you.
Fuck you.
And then they laugh and then they just like chain cigs.
I still will never get over that last episode when they were just in Lindsay's villa. Mm-hmm. And we finally got to see what it was like inside.
When they were both like on Molly, mm-hmm. in the villa with all the shades drawn, mm-hmm. smoking indoors.
And there was those vodka bottles and wine bottles.
And like four suitcases. Yeah.
Four away suitcases. Just piled up. And then Panos was trying to talk to that guy, and Lindsay's going, what? Remember she kept...
She made fun of his accent?
Yeah.
Or made fun of him, his Greek.
Yeah. He was like,
laughing. I miss them.
I miss them.
Should we wrap it up?
Yeah. So let us know what your theories are.
Yeah. Send us all thoughts, theories.
I don't think they're bankrupt.
No.
But I do think that it was...
I think it's a roving club.
Carnival club.
And Rhodes is next. Maybe there will be more Lohan family members. I hope that they just continue with like all her family.
Nana Lohan.
Nana. Fly Nana out to Greece.
Nana's still going.
Oh, Nana's fully going. And the like four brand ambassadors.
I need... A Dina Janita like heart to heart.
Yeah, I need Dina Lohan on my screen every week.
Yeah, so I guess Mykonos is over.
Mykonos is over, but the Lohan brand remains strong.
And we'll always be there for you guys. If like anytime there is a Lohan Beach adjacent emergency, we will do our best to reconvene
cover it. Reconvene,
and we will let you know if we're actually considering truly going to Athens.
Yeah.
I will go.
I would go too.
If I have the money.
If I have the
money.
I don't
have money right now.
I don't have like go to Athens money.
If I suddenly come into some wealth.
Yeah. If I win a lottery or if there's like a GoFundMe that really pops off. Would you guys want to send us to Athens? Weigh in, yay or nay.
Yeah. And like.
Athens and Rhodes.
Should we go? If we go though, we have to go to Mykonos.
Yeah, we have to hit. We need like a full Greek trip.
Maybe we could report live from the abandoned.
We podcast every week. We're there for like 6 weeks.
We're doing a sabbatical.
We've taken to Greece for the summer, but every week we podcast from the hovel of Lohan Beach Club in Mykonos.
And just really fast, if there is a season two, should we cover it?
Yeah. I mean, I think yes. So.
But I don't think it's going to be on MTV.
What if it's just like on Instagram?
What if it's on RT television? Russian Today. So we have to get RT.
Yeah, we could do that. There's so many things we could do, is what we're realizing. But what do you want?
What you, do you as want, in the listeners.
As in the listeners and the readers. Tell us.
Tell us. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp? Or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered, mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine? That's where Canopy's new filtered showerhead comes in. Canopy, known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, has revolutionized the filtered showerhead. Dermatologists recommended this unique three-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water, leaving you with healthy hair and glowing skin. Best of all, the Canopy filtered showerhead is hassle-free. Installation is a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement, unlike any others on the market. Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered showerhead purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, our listeners can use the code SEXYUNIQUE at checkout to save an additional 10% off their Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you.